Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's star date, 60.10173. Again, today's star date, 60.10173. So just as a reminder, that means we're near 60, and we are 10,173 days since Pluto last circled the sun and had its New Year's Day. Okie dokie, on to Glacier Notes. In Glacier Notes, we talk about the glacier, the mighty Matanuska, located at about mile 102 on the Glen Highway. We have lots of notes this program. We have interviews from 5 residents on water, the river, the Matanuska Glacier, and the Sheep Mountain Mudslide. So, first up is Eugene Whitmill. Eugene's been on our program before and told us really interesting stories about life in the old days in Glacier View. So, today let's go to Eugene Whitmill first, and then 4 other interviews. Hang on. Here's Eugene. Okay, so...
Well, George Wilson's daughter, Donna...
Okay.
Donna, I don't know. She'd been married a couple of times.
Okay.
Well, her husband was a guide, and he took a hunter over for goat. You get a goat.
On the Matanuska? He took him across the Matanuska?
Yeah, he went down to, I think he was down at Gravel Creek.
Okay.
Not sure. But anyway, when they come back... they had hip boots on, him and his guide was with him too. Can't remember who that was.
Well, this is a long time ago.
Yeah, this is 40 years ago, 30 years ago.
Okay.
So, you know. But he come across, he made it to the shore.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was trying to get out of the boat, canoe it was, I think.
Okay.
On the shore, he tipped over, and he had hip boots on.
Yep.
He got the hip boots off, I guess, but he didn't survive. He floated on down the river, you know, underneath. He was gone. Yeah. And the other guy, the guide, he made it just barely. And then they had the hunter was still across the other side, and a helicopter come. But they couldn't fly the hunter out with any of his hunting stuff.
Right.
It was against the law, so they just took him, and he had to leave everything over there, right, you know, that was used for hunting.
Yeah.
And then he was buried up there on her property.
Oh, wow.
Up here, you know, towards Sheep Mountain.
Right.
This side of, I forget where it is. She still lives there. But
so have you ever boated on that river? Have you ever canoed it or?
No. I was free to go with Nova, you know, and
sure,
the neighbors could go for free, but I didn't want to go.
Well, it's really high right now.
Oh, you know. God. I just come back from Palmer, you know, and I was looking at that river. I don't know if I've ever saw it that high.
Wow.
It looks awful wide to me. Yeah. I mean, it's at places I ain't never seen it before.
Right.
You know, it's come out so wide.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they call it a juvenile river, because it's so young, it hasn't found its final slot.
Yeah, well, it changes it all the time, too.
Yeah, so you've seen it change a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just lost that house in Sutton a couple days ago.
A couple days ago now?
Yeah.
Another one?
A week ago or so, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, how does Nova get across the river down here?
Nova?
Yeah, how do they, those hikers, how do they cross the river?
I don't know. I never went and watched them when they go or whatever, but...
Well, the river...
A guy was going down the river and he flipped over and they didn't know where he was, if he drowned it or what.
Mm.
And Eldon Reese and I was flying up and down the river with Eldon's airplane. Uh-huh. Eldon was flying it. And we almost hit the power lines, you know. So yeah. He said, we better get out of here before we're down in the river with him.
Yeah.
And then he come walking out. He got on shore.
Wow.
And the raft went by itself, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the river can have the raft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he was about froze to death, you know.
I'll bet. Yeah, that's
that
cold.
That water is so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because when I was in that airplane accident, you know, I tried to wade it. It was still thawing.
Oh.
And that thaws from the top down, you know.
Right, right.
The bottom is still ice.
Still ice, yeah.
And I got in waist deep.
Oh.
And I decided I couldn't make it, you know. I was using my rifle to help support me like a cane.
Right.
So I backed out and went up by the glacier and found little bitty streams that I could jump across and
right.
stuff. But that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you can fall in an underground stream.
Yeah.
That's, oh, God.
Yeah. Is there any fish in that river?
Huh?
Is there any fish?
Well, there's fish in one of them ponds over there somewhere that had to come up the river to get in there somehow.
I think so. I know people fish in these little lakes.
Well, my kids... Oh, that wasn't here. No, that wasn't here.
Yeah. What about salmon? Isn't there a little bit of a salmon run down in the flats near Sutton? I think they have a few salmon that show up.
Yeah, show up there right next to the road. Yeah, where there's a little clear water comes down there. Yeah,
that little stream. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We look at them every.
So how they can live in that kind of water? I don't know.
How do they breathe? Because you know they have to breathe oxygen through the water.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fish or something else.
Fish.
Can find their way back to where they was born.
That's another kettle of fish. We'll do that another week.
Yeah.
And that was a brief conversation with Eugene Whitmill on the waters of the Matanuska River. Next up is Brett Winterbottom with Micah Guides.
Hi, this is Joseph Davis again with the Glacier Review. I am with...
Brett Winterbottom.
And you work for?
Micah Guides.
Cool. So tell me about the river. Tell me about the rain. Tell me about the season.
The season's going great. It's been really, really wet compared to the last few that I've been here. We all live in tents here on property, so we have very intimately been involved with the rain every night. People's tents have been flooding a little bit more than usual. Yes, we run into the river a little bit when we go to access the glacier. So we drive down every day to get to the glacier to provide ice climbing tours or just interpretive trekking walks. And it's kind of been a worry of ours that one morning we're going to wake up and the road's going to be flooded out.
Right. Now, this is just the regular river road that everybody goes down?
Yeah, the access road down to Glacier Park.
Okay. I never knew how you guys actually got to the glacier for your hiking. So how has business been? Has it been less? Has it been more? Is the rain affecting it?
It's actually been really steady. We usually get a few clients that are a bit hesitant, but we go rain or shine, and we let them know that. So if we're stoked, they're stoked.
Cool. And you don't do the river. That's Nova, right?
Yeah, we don't do any raft guiding.
Okay. Now, do you do the zip line?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how's the zip line?
Zip lining has been canceled, I think, 2 or 3 times because of the rain.
Oh, wow.
But we'll still go in the rain.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
as
sure.
long as it's not too windy.
Okay, cool. How is the ice in the rain?
You know what? The ice, it's actually been beneficial for us because people that go out on their own, the general public, can't go as far because the ice on the surface is much slipperier. Yeah, so when the sun's out, the sun actually burns the very outermost layer and creates this like crusty layer that's easier to walk on without crampons. So when it rains, it's much slicker and you have to have crampons.
Right.
So it's actually been really nice.
Okay, nice for professional guides on the glacier. What year is this for you on the glacier?
This is my third year.
Third year. Yeah. Had you hiked other glaciers before you came here?
No, actually. I started my internship here in 2015, and that was the first time I've ever stepped on a glacier.
Excellent. Yeah. Where do you winter over?
All over.
Okay. Not in Girdwood skiing.
No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Again, that was Brett Winterbottom with Micah Guides here in Glacier View. Next up is an interview with the Nova Guides, the rafters on the Matanuska River. Here is the next interview. Hi, this is Joseph Davis with the Glacier Review here at the Sheep Mountain Lodge, and I'm with a guy from Nova. What's your name?
Colin Gordon.
Colin, you work for Nova, yes?
I do, yeah.
What do you do for them?
I'm a river guide.
And?
And a bus driver sometimes.
Okay, but yeah. What do you do as a river guide? What's a river guide do?
So we go out on the Lion's Head stretch of the Matanuska, and we do a lot of day trips, and then we're also doing a lot of overnight trips on the Matanuska, the Chickaloon, and the Talkeetna rivers as well. So
overnight, so like you're rafting, then you get out of the water, and then you pitch a tent and eat and go sleep?
Yeah. So just taking all sorts of folks down the river and cooking food for them and showing them the river.
So right now, it looks like we've had lots of rain and the glaciers doing glacier stuff. And so tell me how the river, is this your first summer here?
This is my third summer.
So you have a little experience with this. Oh, good, very good. Yeah. So how's it look right now?
It has been exceptionally high this year compared to normal. So,
and yeah. What's that mean for riding a raft?
More exciting, yeah. More fun, mostly.
Mostly, yeah. Okay. More safe?
If people fall in the water, they're going a lot faster. So you have to be a little bit more on point, I would say.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So people are signing up and going down the river?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, every day.
And have you noticed anything from the water from the glacier itself? I mean, not all of it comes from the glacier. Some comes from upstream a little bit, and some from a lot from rain.
Yep. So on the Lion's Head stretch, that's all water from the Powell Glacier and from Caribou Creek. And then when we run our more scenic float, it's more of a class 2 float, that's all from the Matanuska. So that's been pretty similar water level to what it normally is.
Cool. So business is good, yeah?
Yeah, we've been super busy this summer. And
okay. Even with the rain, people, it doesn't matter when you're in a boat with water, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your third summer, and what do you do in the winters?
I coach a skiing team at Alyeska.
Wow, so you're an Alaskan.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay. Well, cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the Glacier Review.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that was Colin Gordon. Thank you very much for that interview, all three of you. Up next is Tom Wright. Hawk and Tom moved to Glacierville maybe some 40 years ago. Eventually, Tom became a public school teacher at the Glacierview School and retired. Hawk and Dove still live here in Glacier View on a very lovely spread and about, just past Sheep Mountain. Anyway, here's a little footnotes from Tom about water and mudslides. And, well, let's let Tom tell the story.
I don't have too many stories.
All right. So this is Tom Wright here. What about what mile are you?
This is 113.8.
Okay.
So about at about 114 and a half, there's Glacier Fan
Creek. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That it was about 10 years ago, I think, and we had a lot of rain, and that water came down there, and there was a lot of mud and gravel in it, and it came up and went over the highway, and they had to completely redo all of that. Caught a bunch of people off guard.
You know, I kind of remember that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just an alluvial fan. Is that what happened at Sheep Mountain Lodge? At the runway there?
No. That's a... I don't know where it originates, but it looks like... Let's see if we can see it here. Nope, can't see it from here. Yeah, you can, just barely. That red up there.
Okay.
Just in the...
Right, up there.
Well, no, over to this side of the spruce tree.
Oh, just that, barely. I see it. Yeah.
And I think that's where it's coming down from, where it starts. And once
it's certainly red.
Well, I think it. And
I just came from there.
It's gotten bigger. So I'm thinking some of that comes up down, and then once it starts, it just breaks everything loose because the ground is so saturated. And then it just comes right on down. And, the Andy, the highway... the
we
chief guy.
Yeah,
he's real worried because he said if we have another rain like that and there's another slide, he says, you know, he's worried because it's just a straight shot now. Everything's filled in.
Oh,
it could go over the highway. So.
And Yellow Jacket now was 4 to 6 feet little walkway deep, 4 to 6 foot bank. Now it's 30 foot bank. Yeah, carved that right out.
Whew. Whoa. Well, I know down at Poison Creek, which is right where that big pullout is down there. Mm-hmm. And I told Andy, I said, well, I just drove down there and I saw these big piles of gravel and dirt. And I said, looks like you guys are preparing to bank something up just in case. And he says, no. He said, we pull all that out of the culvert. He said they went back in about 50 feet and pulled all that out. He said it was almost totally blocked. And if it ever gets blocked...
Yeah, then it's game over.
Yeah, coming right on over.
Wow. Thanks to Tom Wright for those quick notes on Mudflow and Sheep Mountain and Poison Creek. Whew, great names. All right, so one of the things he talked about was moving the gravel and mud out of the culvert. And that reminds me of something Billy told me today, Billy Stevenson, after our interview, was one of the things that the glacier, comes off the glacier is water. And I'm going to have an interview in just a moment about that. As I was leaving, recorder off, getting in my truck, leaving the glacier park down there where the entrance to the Matanuska Glacier is, he said one more thing. Billy Stevenson told me about one of the things besides water that the glacier produces is gravel. Rocks are broken up, churned up in a very slow process, but thousands of tons of gravel are ejected from the front of the glacier, spewed out in the water. So we think of the water as rising, the water level rising, but what also happens is the bottom of the river rises because the glacier is spitting out tons and tons of gravel. So that's why you see in front of the glacier, in the forward part, all that land is covered with gravel. That's where it comes from, the glacier breaking up rocks. Well, Bill Stevenson, Glacier Park here in Glacier View, that's, you know, mile 102 on the Glen Highway, you turn at that little yellow building, you go down the road into the office. That's how you get to the Matanuska Glacier, or one of the ways. The other's with Mica Guides. And anyway, there's other ways, but that's the main way most people go, and you've probably been. Here's the interview with Bill Stevenson on July 12th. Okie dokie, here we go. Hi, this is Joseph Davis with the Glacier Review, and here is Bill Stevenson down at the Glacier Park here in Glacier View. Bill, how long have you been around here?
Since July 1st, 1992.
And I think you come from Hicks Creek, that not very far away, right?
Okay, I've had this business, worked for this business since the 1st of July, 92. We moved here August 16th, 1960.
Wow. So you know the area pretty well. So tell me, how's the road looking down to the glacier?
Road down to the glacier is good. We even had a judge just tell us it's in really good shape and will remain open with no restrictions.
That's super to hear. That, and it's been open all summer long. How has the traffic been even with the rain? Has there been a lot of tourists?
We've had an incredibly good year, including all the rain. It's the rain keeps the forest fires down, so we welcome the rain.
I agree. So people called me this morning and they said, rain on the glacier, does that make it melt faster? What, tell me about rain and glaciers.
The rain preserves the glaciers. It does two things. It cools the temperature down, reduces the radiation coming in, and it also adds snow in the high country. So nice warm days, such as today with direct sunlight, the inbound radiation melts the ice quicker than on rainy days. So this year has been great for glacier maintenance.
Well, I'm glad. That's just opposite of what people would think, isn't it? Opposite of what I thought. What? Tell me, why is the river so high? Is it all just rain?
Oh, it has. There was a lot of rain this year. It even flooded Sheep Mountain with mudslides. So yeah, the river is high with a lot of rain. It does melt the glaciers quite a bit on real warm rains, like 70 degree water pouring on the ice will melt the ice. But it's been raining around here. The temperatures here have been 48 and 50 degrees while it's raining, so that's not going to melt a lot.
Any special comments about the glacier? Anything about the Matanuska Glacier this summer that we need to know?
Glacier is doing well. It's a healthy glacier, as with most of the big valley glaciers. They won't lose too much this year. Not like in the past years, like we were talking earlier. The snow in the high country will add life to the glaciers, and the fern lines are still a little bit low. So, yeah, it's not been melting as much as it has on the average year, or some years anyway.
And if people wanted to see the Mighty Matanuska, what mile turnoff is it? It's the little yellow building, but I don't know the mile number.
It's exactly mile 102 on the Glen Highway.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Bill Stevenson. Talk to you again soon.
All right. So that's special thanks to Brett Winterbottom, Colin Gordon, Eugene Whitmill, Tom Wright, and Bill Stevenson down at the glacier. So it's been a program of water and glaciers and mudslides. So just to recap, we're going to try and get a story this coming week from Mark Fleener over at Sheep Mountain Lodge about the mudslide. But Mark's been very busy, obviously, with the summer activities, especially cleaning up. But just to recap, to let you know that at the Sheep Mountain Airport, now there's a runway, a DOT runway at Sheep Mountain, right near the Sheep Mountain Lodge, just before it. A mudslide took out 300 or 400 feet of the runway, and that the collection of Volvo cars were being moved by the mud. Mark was in his airplane trying to get it out of the way. He's up to his axles on his small airplane, under full power, couldn't get anywhere. When a slide came, knocked the back end of his airplane, which broke him loose. And got his, he was able to taxi away from the mudslide while it was happening. And so we hope to hear that full story from Mark Fleener at Sheep Mountain Lodge on the next Glacier Review. So that's it for the stories and the interviews this week on the Mighty Matanuska Glacier, the Matanuska River, mudslides at Sheep Mountain, the other places. And thanks to all of our guest interviews. So we have a few minutes left. Well, I think we can play one song. Let's see. When I was growing up in Deer Lodge, Montana, once in a while, my mother would make Hungarian goulash. And now that I'm a little older, I kind of think of Hungarian goulash as maybe spices and flavors unique to Hungary. So I wonder what it was that my mother made that was called Hungarian goulash. Well, here's Hungarian dance number 7. Hungarian dance number 7. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hungarian Dance number 7. Hey, the Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio. We are a member-supported community radio station with members like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Do you have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. We stream live over the internet on your computer, tablet, and smartphone. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org for details to become a member today. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Radio Free Palmer from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way through Chickaloon, Sutton, Palmer, the Butte, Wasilla, and more. We are broadcasting in Palmer 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. Well, that's it, and thanks for listening today. Does something interest you on today's program? Care to add to the discussion? Visit The Glacier Review on Facebook, where I am posting web links, photos of guests, and more. Join the discussion. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. My name is Joseph Davis here on Radio Free Palmer, home of Big Cabbage Radio and Big Glacier Radio. Have a great week. See you next week.